Good morning and welcome to episode 76 of Martin Uncut. Today it's April the 21st, 2021. And today's episode is the Apple Spring Event 2021. So yesterday evening, Apple hosted another event. And of course, I was hanging around to see what news they were releasing. And today's episode will be my reports back from that event. I am a little bit of an Apple nerd, as you know, but I am definitely not exclusively Apple. I mean, Apple is my normal workstation, but I also have a couple of Windows machines laying around, and I use Linux on the server side. So I would say I have a pretty good broad picture of what's out there, but Apple is still my go-to machine. So that's why I think this type of events is quite interesting to see what's going on. First of all, and probably the most interesting for me as a podcaster, is the updates they are doing to the podcasting space. There is actually quite a lot of changing going on here. First of all, they are releasing a new podcasting app, or rather they will update the one they have. It will become a little bit more visually appealing, I would say. And it will utilize the channel arts better so that you get a better experience of the show when you look into it. And hopefully they will show the show notes and description of the show a little bit more central than they did in the past. That's something that I really missed. They are also releasing a new subscription service. And this is a way for you as a podcaster to find a way to monetize your show. And that was nothing we could do in the past through Apple. And we needed to do this mainly using ads or something else and feed that into the sound file. But now Apple can help us here to monetize our shows if we want to do that. And according to the information I found over at the Apple podcasting page, and of course there is a link to the Apple podcasting page in the show notes, they talk about a few different ways you can give subscribers a release or a reason to subscribe and pay you a fee. And the first one is then to, of course, have an alternative. So you have an ad-free version of your show so they can listen to you and only you and not have to hear your advertisers. You can also provide additional episodes so you can have exclusive episodes for your subscribers. And related to this, you can also give some people early access. So if you have a show with a big following, you can give certain people, your subscribers, access to the podcast episode before everyone else, so they can be more exclusive. And you can also control the access to the archive. So potentially you're just posting the last 20 episodes to the public directory, but if you're a subscriber, you will get access to all of the 75 or so other episodes that you have. So that's quite interesting, and I think that is a really welcomed feature, especially for people that is starting to monetize the podcast. And I can definitely see that these four different ways can provide enough value for a listener to actually subscribe to support their favorite show or their favorite creator. Things like removing ads or getting special episodes. I think the special episode is the big one here. Or at least I'm led to believe that this is the case. I may be totally wrong here. Maybe Apple has done some marketing research here. They probably have. But I think the additional episode is the big one. And then it's the ad-free listening that is the ones that are going to drive users to become subscribers. And that was the dog. Apple is also releasing what they call channels. And channels is a new way to find new shows. So essentially it's curated content. And these can be of different types. You can have free, freemium, and paid channels. And I have a little bit of a hard time to visualize exactly how these will work. But it sounds a little bit interesting for sure. Because it's a way to spread your additional shows. But I think it's going to be something like, let's say that Twit has a lot of podcasts. They have This Week in Tech, they have MacBake Weekly, they have Security Now, and all the other ones as well. And they could create a Twitch or a Twit channel where they are publishing all their shows. So if you like Twit, you can look at the Twitch channel and you can find all of these other podcasts that are being produced by Twit as well. So that I think can be really powerful, especially if you have many podcasts. But let's see how it looks like when it comes out. It's going to be an interesting feature to learn more about. And these changes, they are already being applied to the past Podcasting Connect pages. And they are, I think they are slowly being rolled out here. And there was a little bit of downtime to Podcast Connect during the week. So that was probably when they did the release. I checked my Podcast Connect page today, but I haven't gotten access to anything new. Actually, I can't see anything in there because I needed to approve the new terms and conditions. And then there was a message, it will take a couple of hours before you can get access. And I still can't access my Podcasting Connect page. So I can't tell you what's happened in there yet, but I may get back to that in a while. And all of these changes, the subscriptions, the channels, the new podcasting app, all of this will come out already in May. So we are going to see all of this live and in production really, really shortly. And I think this is quite fun because I predicted back in episode 14, the December 29 episode, that was called Predictions for 2021 Part 2, Amazon, Spotify, and Apple, that Apple would do a bigger change to their podcasting strategy. They needed to do that or they will lose the battle against Spotify and the other ones. And now they did. So I think actually all my predictions has been fulfilled already, even though we're just in April. Another quite interesting thing that Apple talked about yesterday is their AirTags. And AirTags is a small thing. It looks like an old battery or a small flat battery that you can attach to, let's say, your keys or your backpack. And it will send out a digital fingerprint that can be picked up by any Apple device that is passing by. And then the Apple device will submit that fingerprint to iCloud. And this will happen while this still being totally secure for the users and maintaining the integrity. So they are anonymizing the token and they're doing a lot of things in this. I don't know exactly all the technology here, but it could be quite interesting. But they are saying that this is totally secure and safe and your integrity is fine. No one else than you will be able to track these tags, not even Apple. I highly doubt that, of course. I think that if I can go into the page and see where my tags are, I think other people may get hold of that information. And that is the only thing that is I'm a little bit concerned about here. I may be sound like a little bit like a nutcase here, but even though I don't have any real reason for being scared of disclosing my location, I just still think it sounds safe to be a little bit careful of being tracked. But anyhow, I have my phone with me everywhere, so I'm tracked anyhow, right? Both by Apple and the phone companies and everyone. So yeah, I'm screwed anyway. So let's buy iTags. But I can definitely see the huge use case here, especially related to keys and bags, computer bags. Not that I have ever lost keys or bags or stuff like that, but if you put an iTag or an AirTag inside of these bags, it was super easy to find them if they get lost. And I was joking a little bit with the kids yesterday that I was going to buy one of these and I would operate them into the ass of them so I could find them when they are lost. And that was quite fun. We had a big laugh about that. But I mean, the kids' school bags or their bikes, that's stuff that usually vanishes. They always show up again, but having an iTag in those would be quite good because we could easily find them. So anything that often gets displaced without you know what they are, I mean, that is the perfect use case to stick an AirTag in. And the battery life of the AirTag, that is kind of what I was worried about, but they are stating that they are up to a year and then you can easily replace the battery. They don't say if it's yourself that can do it or if it's an Apple-specific person that can do it. The tag should also be fairly water protected, so that means that you should probably not swim with it, but a little bit of moisture and rain would probably be fine. I'm a little bit torn if I'm gonna buy or not, but I will probably buy just to stick them on the kids' bags so we can find them when they're lost. Other things that they released was a new iMac and an iPad Pro, both now with the new M1 processor inside. I have owned an iMac in the past, and that is a computer that I really, really loved. And I could definitely see myself with an iMac again. But still, they are fairly expensive, but I could still see one. They are beautiful, and they look so nice. They are in... It looks very similar to the iPad Pro now. It's almost like a huge iPad Pro that is mounted on a stand. And it comes in a lineup of different colors. And the thing that that I don't really like is that the color is on the back side and part on the front side. And around the screen, there is a white bezel of white. It looks like white plastic. And that is just not that nice. So I would prefer it would have a even color around everything, around the whole screen. But that's not what they've done here. I don't know why. It's probably a manufacturing thing or something. But let's hope they fix them, and maybe I can buy the next version of it. And the iPad then, the new iPad Pro, it has a new screen and is in general a lot faster since it has an M1. It's not extremely much faster. It's like 40% faster or something like that, because the old A chip, in whatever it was, 14, 15 chip, compared to the M1 chip, they are the same family. They are related. So it's not that big of a jump as it was in the Mac to go from an Intel chip to an M1 chip or an ARM chip. So that's the big difference here. But in my eyes, it's still an iPad, and let's leave it at that. But the iMac, that looks really nice. They also talked about an upgrade to the Apple TV, faster CPU, and a new remote. And the old remote is, as you may be knowing, really, really bad. And it's so bad that I rarely use it. I use the virtual controller on my iPhone instead. That works a lot better. And of course, I will not go and buy a new Apple TV just because it has a faster CPU or a new remote. But it's good news when the current iPad or iPad IT Apple TV breaks in maybe 4 or 5 years, that there is a better control in the next one. So that is a good thing. And the final next to last thing I want to talk about is the Apple credit card. And that is totally irrelevant to me. I try to avoid credit card as much as possible. I try not to use money that I don't have, because I think that is stupid and bad. And I doubt it works in Sweden as well, or you can get it in Sweden. It's probably a more of an American thing. And finally, the absolute most important news of the whole event is that the iPhone now exists in purple. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. This was a quick recap of the whole Apple event. For me, the podcasting news was the most important, and it will be super interesting to see more about these different things as time goes by and the things get released. And also the new iMac looks quite nice. Did you see the event? Did you like it? Let me know. Send me a comment, and you'll find all the contact details on martinhagen.se/about. Stay safe and see you tomorrow. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.